What a difference a few months makes in the minds of Republicans. What a difference in a few days, or even hours. Was it my faulty memory, or do I remember the grand old party screaming bloody murder about defunding cops? The FBI conducts a legal search of Trump's hacienda to retrieve what we are told are classified documents he refused to return, something akin to a felony, if anyone but the Donald had ignored the Justice Department demands, and now the howls can be heard from sea to shining sea. Defund the FBI. Investigate the Department of Justice. Whatever happened to the party of law and order, those proud defenders of the Constitution, those self-acclaimed patriots? Gone. Almost all gone. Their commander-in-chief is above the law, they must feel. Untouchable. He weathered two impeachments, he pardoned his favorite allies, he has yet to be indicted, and if he is, well, time to defund the courts. And best of all, when the party of law and order gets back in power, clear your calendar, you G-men, you heads of the Justice Department, they're coming for you. How dare you investigate the Donald? What were you thinking? The man is above the law, get that through your partisan heads. Donald J. Trump is going to learn the hard way that he is no longer President of the United States. He is going to be subpoenaed, indicted, fined, and probably convicted of voter fraud, conspiracy, tax fraud, obstruction of justice, witness tampering, and who knows what else. But his day of reckoning is coming. You can take that to the bank. And yeah, 80% of the GOP will scream bloody murder, call it a witch hunt, threaten the judges and the courts and the FBI and their Democratic counterparts. If he thinks he just brought Liz Cheney down in Wyoming, better think again, buddy. The woman will have her revenge, you can be sure.